Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Junkies. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. Download that Odyssey app if you haven't already. It's fantastic. You can even use the rewind feature if you miss something on the show. Also, watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 16th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. And the Lurch Pappy, Jason Bishop.
Made it to another Friday.
Made it to another Friday.
Yes, sir.
Boys behind the glass, Valdez, Drab, and Mike Marr. Mike Marr was hyped last night.
Oh, yeah.
We had a little happy hour at Big Tony's Pizzeria and Dive Bar. I never put it together. That when Big Tony's came in here last year, when we poured the marinara sauce on Cakes' head, that I'd been there a bunch of times. Now, it was before they added the dive bar, because it's right next to Pacers in Arlington / Clarendon. And I've eaten pizza there a ton of times, but I don't know that I ever knew the name of it. It was just, in my head, it was just a pizza spot next door to Pacers. And they just put in a nice little bar there, and some of us went to hang out with the people from Surfside, which was a
There's
good
some good dudes, man. There were two of the owners were there, and I'm telling you, I was actually shocked kind of how young they are, and I was talking to one guy all about their story, and, you know, Surfside started as Stateside Vodka, you know, 10 years ago, and like about 3 years ago, Surfside came out, and think about the trajectory of that brand. It's just been unbelievable. Their marketing skills and everything, they're really smart, savvy guys. And I was asking one guy what his background was prior to getting into, you know, the vodka business. And he just, he owned two restaurants. And he just said, you know, it was too much of a grind. Yeah, he was an entrepreneur, but he said it was just too much of a grind. I mean, you know, Brett could tell you, I mean, you're working 14-hour days. I mean, it's just never ending. So he wanted to do something else. And they came out with this. But they're really good at marketing, and they're, you know, they hit it at the right time. That thank God they didn't really jump on the seltzer bandwagon, which was great, but I think seltzer is like in the past. I think these like vodka infused drinks things, this is like the future right now, and they are hitting a wave, and it's awesome to see. Really cool dudes. They had a great tasting product.
Yeah. Too. It was and it was good to just be out. So EB and I were there.
Why was Mike Moore in a hype.
It's the first time I've seen him out in the wild, and I can just tell he gets hyped up. Well, he's a younger guy. He's kind of like the beginning. It's probably beginning his night. I don't know if he went out all night.
No. I went back to the crib, you know, chilled, got some good Z's. But, man, I had such a good time.
See?
It was awesome.
I told you.
I was over the moon the whole night.
He just had, like,
well,
a little...
Man, I know we were introduced you to people.
Kind of skipping his...
Valdez introduced you to Chuck. Was that a big move?
Yeah, he's going to hook us up. You know, we're going to a comedy show in Clarendon, and then afterwards he was telling me, he was like, you're never waiting in line again. You're going to be back at the DJ booth with the lads. I mean, I can't wait.
He was hyped up. I introduced him to my buddy Sean, who has... Black Viking beer. He gave him a sample. He was all hyped up for that. I forgot I was going to bring you a six pack this morning, but
Farley's getting his hooks into him. He wants him to get shoes.
Oh, is Farley going to hook you with some shoes?
Yeah, I'm getting some custom shoes here soon. So, you know.
Wow.
It's from the Bobby. I mean, the metagame was we got him in on the circle of hooks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he loved
the circle
that.
Of hooks.
And he said that you stopped by before. And
I did. He invited me over. He's been hyping up his bachelor pad with him and his four other roommates.
Right.
And we've all went through that phase where you live right. with five dudes crammed in a
usually
house with
an S-hole.
Yeah, but to be honest, the house is pretty nice.
Right.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought there would be roaches all over the place.
All right, that's my place. Yeah.
But it was a nice house in Arlington. He's got a 90-inch TV in the living room. We played NCAA before we went out.
Oh, the new NCAA.
Yeah, the new NCAA. I will say his backyard is like beer Olympics. They have like a ping pong table out there. They have the cornhole, fire pits.
Perfect.
I mean,
perfect.
It is a party central.
Do you now? Are your neighbors?
I do. It makes you miss it just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure. I missed a lot of that. Are your neighbors regular folks, or are they other like young guys getting after it?
So our next door neighbor to our left, this is just this old lady, and she lives by herself. And then
does she hate you?
No, she actually loves us. She's super sweet to us, and we're always nicer. You know, shovel her driveway when it snows and stuff.
Oh,
so we're on good terms.
That's nice.
But then, you know, across the street is, you know, a couple with younger kids. But, you know, everyone likes us because, you know, we're respectful and everything. I mean, every now and then we get a little rowdy and we get loud at night.
Yeah.
But, you know, once they tell us to tone it down, we do the same.
So. Oh, they do? They tell you to tone it down every once in a while?
Yeah, every once in a while. You know,
it's not as bad as the movie. Is it Neighbors with
where they buy a frat house?
Right, a frat house moves in next door.
I mean, but there's just bar carts everywhere in the living room with blunts, like half smoked blunts, and ashtrays.
So he was hyped before he got to Big Tony's, and then when he got to Big Tony's, just being around people. And
that was Mike's first introduction to, I guess, a junkie's life.
Yes.
Junkie's hook life.
He just had a big old smile on his face the whole time.
I saw Chuck Lee plotting for his bar that he's opening up, because I know, like, he's imagining Mike being the new AWOD.
Right.
For his attention dollars. And then Chris is going, I got a guy with actually two good knees who can run. They were just viewing Mike as the next man up.
Yep.
It was funny. And then there was, I think this was Mike's first real taste of hook jobs, too.
Yeah.
We got to do stuff like that more often. We got to get out there more.
Mike, what's your total? You're four guys, right, in the house, you said?
So five, including me.
Oh, five, right. What's your total rent?
We pay $4K.
$4K.
Which is a steal.
I was going to say, because my daughter's moving into a house in Arlington, and they're like $5,200.
Yeah, hopefully my landlord isn't listening, because he could charge us way more.
Yeah, I was asking him the exact same questions. They got it broken down. Like, one guy's paying a little over $1,000 because he's got a huge room.
He's got a big room.
But the other guys are paying like $750, $800.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, in today's day and age?
Yeah, that was the first thing I asked Mike, because the house seemed like, it was like, dude, you got to be paying a fortune for this place. And he goes, no, like the landlord's so old, he doesn't really understand. The market is so hot right now.
Right.
But I will say the only problem with this house, and if he's having a party, if he's having chicks over, this could be very problematic.
Yeah,
is that his main floor powder room? The toilet doesn't flush.
Oh no, it does. It does. You just gotta let it recharge.
You have to just hold it down.
No. He's got like a solar powered toilet.
What?
Where it has like one flush an hour that you're allowed to use.
Yeah,
so like I use the bathroom. And it's just...
Do you have a duty?
No.
That's weird.
But it's just, it's the grossest look to it in the world.
Why don't you get that tightened up?
We had a party like 2 weeks ago, and a bunch of people messed it up. And, you know, we're waiting to get it fixed. But yeah, when we have people over, we just tell them, go downstairs, go up. stumbled into the main level toilet, and you know, it's kind of a show, but we're gonna get it fixed. But it does flush.
It was gross. That was the one gross thing, is that he's got a malfunctioning toilet.
But it's like a new fancy toilet.
Yeah. It's got like the things on top that you push down, where it has like one water drop or two water drops.
I've seen those. I've never understood those.
I always thought the two were for big duties.
So, Mark Marr, how long did you stay out?
Oh man, I think we went back around like 8. I would say about 45 minutes after you left.
Gotcha.
And then, Valdez went back, met some of my roommates. And then, basically, I made food and then just passed out.
Nice.
Passed out.
No, I just had a
was
couple
Was it a good
slices.
Happy hour crowd?
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, it's a small spot. We were, you know. Seemed like a lot of heading... people in the beer community was there. Yeah,
the Surfside people, very cool guys.
Industry folk.
They were heading to Don Tito after. It was kind of a bit of a bar crawl. So, EB and I just did the Big Tony's Pizzeria portion.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I was having a great time, but
after Don Tito,
it takes an hour to get home, you know, so I just,
yeah,
I didn't want to stay forever.
How was the drive to Clarendon?
I mean, actually, it was, you know, it takes about 50 minutes, but it was a little bit longer even because I was in some construction where these guys, I don't even know the name of the road, but it was only a mile from the spot. These guys were in no hurry and they were backing up so many people. I couldn't believe it. And there was, you know, they were basically repaving one of the streets. Mm-hmm. And there were huge trucks, huge pavers. And, I mean, I was there for like 15 minutes. And I kept looking behind me, and the line was getting longer and longer and longer. And I couldn't believe it.
I know. It's been an
Do you know where I'm talking about?
I know. I kind of know what you're talking about because we avoided that area heading there. But it's been great. It's almost like the August has been construction month on the roads because it's been a disaster getting out of D.C. after work.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah, a couple days ago, it was a poop show here. I almost missed my tea time. And my tea time was noon. Right. It was a show here. I think that was an accident. That was right over here on 695. It was, it was ridiculous.
Well, I told you on GW Parkway, and I don't know if it's going to catch up to me, but they have the Jersey Wall to the point right before the exit to head to Maryland on 495.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't immediately dart over... You miss the exit, and then you have to do this whole long
I've done
loop.
That twice.
Yeah, and so like now I'm like trained where I basically drive slow that last mile, and then
so you don't miss it.
It might be illegal, but just dart over to the right. It's almost
illegal.
Like you're going backwards.
That's the only thing you can do.
Because if you miss it, you got to take the...
You got to go down and then
go
down
to
Georgetown
Pike. Georgetown Pike, come around.
I've done that twice.
And that has major traffic because they're doing construction there, and it ends up taking like 20 or 30 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
It screws you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get off early, too, because it's not really signed that well. Every day it's signed kind of different.
Correct.
And so I've actually gotten off early.
At Turkey Foot. Sometimes you sleep and you're on Turkey Foot.
Like, yeah, because like, oh, is this it? I don't want to miss it. I'm going to take
Correct.
This. So the best thing to do, really, is just keep your ways on. Really, it's a good habit around here, in my opinion, even though you know where you're going, just put your ways on. So you know if there's traffic or not. Yeah. And you know, like... It alerts you to the exits.
Anyway, so Bish Bucks, he didn't make it out last night.
No, I had a family.
Good time.
I had a family dinner because this is kind of the last family dinner. My daughter's going back to school this weekend, and my other daughter, like I mentioned, is moving into her house early next week. So,
oh, are you getting a little melancholy? House is going to get very quiet.
It's going to get quiet after this weekend. It'll just be
but
my wife.
But you've had that when they've been in college.
I know, but when you have them both in the house for a few months, you kind of get used to it.
But one of them is now... permanently out. Like,
she's
she ain't
out.
Coming back.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I mean, unless,
maybe
unless
before
the
she gets married or something.
I mean, unless the bills get too high.
Right.
You know, she can't handle it, but I don't think so. I think she's going to be in Arlington.
She's off and running.
Off and running.
Yeah.
So, it's a little depressing.
What were you going to say?
Oh, hey, real quick about last night. I thought your outfit was fire, Eric.
Mine?
Yeah. I thought you looked good. I thought you had your country club shorts on.
Oh, thank you.
And like your loafers.
I thought my man boobs were out a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe a darker shirt next time. So
I actually had a t-shirt on as I was leaving, and D said, that just doesn't look dressed up enough. You got to put a golf shirt on. So I just slammed
the golf
know, shirt
I didn't
on.
Know you had awesome legs like that.
What?
Because you're showing off your quads and those shorts and your calves. They're,
well, those are actually sort of modern shorts.
Yeah, I know.
They're not
I know.
Too long.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Short shorts are in for dudes.
I know.
It also accentuated your bulge.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
My balls
yeah.
was looking good.
As soon as I walked in, you know how you're sitting on like the nice. the bar stool underneath the TV on the left.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked in, I saw JP said hi, and I saw you, and then you were sitting there, and that's the first thing I noticed was that big that big bulge just chilling.
I must have been having a good day. It's been warm down there or something.
What are your thoughts, Trav? You're smiling.
I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, it must be Friday. Valdez is just being giddy.
He had a good time.
He had a good time.
He's being nice today.
He's compliment EB on his bowl.
It's all it takes. Free case of Surfside.
He told me earlier, he saw my video on my golf swing. He said my golf swing looked the best he's seen it. He's been very nice to me today. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I noticed.
Well, those shorts.
It almost looked like you stuffed.
Did not stuff. That's my natural. and I tell you, I've lost some. It's not as bulbous as it once was, or whatever. But it's
not as bulgy.
Yeah. But no, those are just like Under Armour shorts, whatever. You know, which is like old man clothes, I guess. Yeah, okay. But they fit appropriately. Do those Puma Pete shorts that we got? Yeah, you can't wear them. Yeah, I look at them now. They're like to my knees. I feel like I'm in POD or something. You know, I feel like cakes.
I still wear those.
They're too long.
I know.
They're too long.
Short is in.
And it's just gotten to the point now where it actually looks terrible.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies at 7. Talk a little college football. Yeah, the college football season's almost upon us.
Yes.
Our pal Chris Doering, former Gator receiver, former Redskins receiver, he will join us at 7:20. And John Feinstein at 8. That's all right here on the Junk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. That's brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I don't know if we've talked about skin/commanders practice as much as we have this summer.
I don't think we have. I think it's a trend overall. Like 10 to 15 years ago, I don't think we saw all these clips of practices.
Well, I mean, you see a little bit. It says the rise of Twitter, frankly, and people, reporters have noticed when they put their little clips up, people, they get a lot of hits.
They tune in, yeah.
I mean, you see breakdowns of everybody, like this talk about Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown an interception in practice, and yada, yada, yada. I mean, every day, if you want to look about the rookies, how they're faring, you can.
Yeah, and then when you have a rookie quarterback, or especially if it's a first-round quarterback, like Jaden Daniels, that's everyone wants to talk about him. How did he look? Apparently, Daniels looked good again in the joint practice.
I think good's an understatement.
Yeah.
It's getting to the
apparently
point.
He looked great.
It's getting to the point we get into the details of it where Valdez and I were talking about it yesterday. I brought it up to him. I was like, the hype is almost insane. And I'm not saying it's not
get
even
any higher.
I'm not saying it's not even warranted, but I know personally, I'm setting myself up to be like crestfallen when he struggles, and he's going to struggle. He's a rookie. He's going to have bad games. He's going to have bad plays. He's going to have catastrophic things. I think he's going to do great things, too. But like yesterday, Jason, I'm sure we'll get into it. In the red zone, early in the practice, Jaden threw 5 straight touchdowns on 5 straight possessions. It just all the reports. You heard the Miami people, apparently. People were bumping into Miami reporters, and they were raving about him. National reporters raving about him. I think our local guys are actually trying to keep it somewhat muted because we've been through this before. But the Jaden hype is real, and I just want to make sure that me personally, I manage expectations. Because what if he goes out here and just has two kind of like dud drives, maybe doesn't connect on a few things. I can't get too, down about it.
Can't get worked up about the preseason.
The hype is so big, I'm expecting greatness.
And in reality, can't get worked up about anything in practice. It's practice.
Yeah.
Right? Use the Allen Iverson thing. It's practice. Some guys are going to be terrible in practice, and then regular season, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. I think there are all kinds of combinations. But he was the number two pick. He has all that experience. It's great to hear that you're getting great things right now. The only thing is, I've said it many times now, is these quarterbacks know in practice that they're not going to get hit.
Correct.
Now, he's dealt with being hit throughout his career, so it's not something that's foreign to him, but it'll be interesting when the real bullets fly to see how he handles pressure, given that they don't have a great offensive line, and apparently his sack rate wasn't great in college when he gets pressured. So that's the one wild card. We know he can throw the ball, and we know he's athletic. He's going to run.
He's going to run. And that's
also, everything is raving just about work ethic, process. Mm-hmm. He's there in the building at 5 a.m. All the guys like him. He's not an all-about-me guy. He's just a humble one of the guys, but the guys are drawn to it. Like, literally, everything is like right.
Everything's going well. There's nothing negative about it. But again,
and
like
they
you
had
said,
a much better day as a collective, as a group. Now, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, I know Lucas practiced. Did Wiley practice?
Wiley practiced.
So they had their two tackles. That makes a big difference.
But Coleman's still out.
Coleman's still out, but they still had, I mean, Lucas is a pro.
Yeah.
So you could plug him in. You may not want him to necessarily be your starter long term, but, you know, he's a pro, been around. He can do it. So that makes a big difference. Basically had an intact.
They were kind of counting on Brandon Coleman to be possibly the starter in week one.
And I think he probably will be.
Well, they don't know yet. They don't know.
But Lucas is a fine alternative, you know, even if it's just a few weeks or whatever.
But they did get Wiley back. So
I think it's good.
But back to the quarterback situation. So obviously they bring Trace McSorley in, and he was there. Everyone threw, all the quarterbacks threw in drills. Not all of them played in the, you know, the actual
scrimmage for, lack of a
for scrimmage. But Hartman's shoulder, you know, he had his right shoulder injury, but he was throwing in drills, so it couldn't be that bad.
Dude, this might be just what they need to stash him.
Mariota, again, he's banged up too, but he was throwing.
But they've ruled both those guys out for this week.
Correct.
And so that means your boy Daniels, Trace.
Trace is definitely going to play.
Yeah.
So Daniel's going to play maybe a quarter. You know, we'll see how long he goes. Driscoll's going to play, and then Trace will probably play the fourth quarter.
And this is, I was talking to Jason about this before the show. Just was talking to a guy that, you know, is kind of familiar with what's going on with the team. And in his opinion, this was his summary that we were talking about Jaden and how Jaden's just blowing everybody away. It's like unanimous. Supposedly, now this is rumor.
Yeah.
Take it as rumor.
But I think he's getting it from somewhere.
Oh, he's definitely getting it from somewhere.
Yeah.
But this is just rumor. So, but the Mariota has been just underwhelming. Like they're not infatuated so far with Mariota. And it kind of related to Trace. Trace has a long-standing relationship with Kingsbury. If Trace could go in there and pick things up and go in there, you know, who knows what could happen?
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're going to cut Mariota, but who knows?
I'd be surprised.
I think they're
going to
stash Hartman. I think this is a great thing for him.
Yeah, I mean, they gave him some change for that signing bonus.
So they'll put him on IR, maybe shut him down, save him, groom him for a year.
Yeah, but then, I mean, we'll see how Trace looks. I mean, as long as he doesn't completely...
Yeah,
you know, blow a series or two and turn the ball over. Maybe he's got a shot. He had a tryout with Buffalo just last week, and Joe Brady's up there, and he's got a connection with Joe Brady because Joe Brady was on the Penn State staff.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's all connections.
Brady actually said he looked great. They thought they were going to sign him, but they ended up going with DiNucci.
Really?
Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci's a bigger guy, right?
He's bigger. I don't think he's very good, but you know, he's been in the league a while and as a backup. So
for Washington, I know that we have to talk about it. None of it really matters. It's all about Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like all those guys,
they're backups.
They may see the field with an injury, but if it doesn't work out for Jaden and any of those guys, pick any of them, are on the field, it's a disaster.
Yeah, but if they're going to be on the field probably for a few plays here and there at times, maybe half a game. I mean, that's probably not – what's the likelihood of Jaden playing all 17? Probably in a 10%, 20% range. So you do want to have somebody good to go in there and actually, you know, finish a game off or, you know, win a game on a one-off.
I only watched – so I don't know who posted it. I think Scott Abraham and John Keim posted some video maybe from, you know, their guys down there. But I watched a YouTube video of 11 minutes. Now it was edited, obviously, kind of all thrown together. But you couldn't really tell much. But Martavis Bryant, they were showing him a lot. Now, just in drills.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good. Who knows who the true number two is going to be. Dotson's obviously getting pushed. And we talked about this a bunch.
I mean, Dan Quinn flat out said they're in a wide receiver two competition.
Yes.
What I think has happened is they brought in one of their guys that they like in Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, by all accounts, is having a great camp. Like he's flat. I actually thought, even though he didn't have any catches, it must have just been his special team stuff he did. Zacchaeus flashed for me watching the scrimmage against the Jets.
Right.
Not the scrimmage, you know, whatever, the preseason game.
Right.
He actually flashed for me.
Yeah.
No,
he's definitely in the mix.
By all accounts, Diami is proving his worth, you know, for the new staff. Everyone says what they're doing with McCaffrey, they're playing McCaffrey all over the place. So they have, you know, maybe it doesn't happen right away, but they see McCaffrey. They're trying to see what McCaffrey can do.
Correct.
They're putting him in a slot. They're even putting him at running back.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving him all over the place. the guy that hasn't necessarily just popped for them in an extraordinary way so far has been Jahan.
Correct.
Not that he's been horrible.
Now, maybe he plays well tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You know,
he just needs maybe a good game or two, or, you know, maybe a week of maybe kind of dominating a little bit to reassert himself. He's not in danger of being cut or anything, but he might be in danger of not playing as much as he has in the first 2 years.
Yeah. Dan Quinn said it flat out. Here's the quote. I would say we are right in the middle of the search for the number two wide receiver.
Yeah. Right, but I'm giving you background on what people are seeing.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens tomorrow night, but there's certainly competition for that spot.
And Dotson himself said, I'm not where I want to be.
Rookie cornerback Mike Sanderstill out of Michigan. Apparently, he had a really good day yesterday. He did not disappoint in Thursday's practice. He matched up with Tyreek Hill, broke up a pass intended for Hill in the end zone. And apparently, they're kind of calling him their best corner right now.
Mm.
So he stood out a little bit. It was a good day for Riley Patterson, the Commanders kicker. He had his best camp so far. He went 3 for 3, hit 51, 51, and 56 yarders. And remember, the Commanders released Ramiz Ahmed and Riley Patterson, who's been in the league for a while. He was with Jacksonville most recently. It looks like he's the guy, and he had a good day in camp.
He's the guy until somebody gets cut. And they bring in a more experienced guy. That's what a lot of people think is going to happen. We'll see.
You always end up following what the ex-Commanders kickers do. I believe last night, I'm going to check the box score.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Sly hit like a 53-yarder.
Where is Joey?
Patriots, right?
Yeah, he's with New England.
That's good. Hey, I wish those guys well. I mean, good luck to them.
Let me see what it was right
here. But I saw it.
Well, he always had a big leg. That was never really the issue. The issue is he going to make the 38-yarder, the 41-yarder, you know, that you need in the fourth quarter?
2 for 2. It was a 51-yarder.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a huge leg.
So there was a preseason game last night. It was the Pats and the Eagles. Not many of the starters played for the Eagles. I don't think any of the starters played on offense for the Eagles, and a few guys on defense. So, but, you know, rookie quarterback, it's all about how they look. Drake May, who played for about 5 minutes in the first preseason game, played considerable amount. I think he played for 2 quarters, 4 series. He accounted for 10 points.
Funny.
Overall numbers, 6 for 11 for 47 yards. All right, the yardage isn't great. He did have a rushing touchdown and a little RPO play, but apparently he threw a long pass to Javon Baker, the rookie out of Central Florida, who dropped it. So his overall yardage numbers would have been pretty nice if you caught that. But, yeah, they're saying it looked good. But, again, it was against backups and it's preseason. So.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN says that he played in 4 series, 25 snaps, and the results sparked hope for the Patriots' future. It says stat line, 6 for 11, 47 yards, in addition to 15 yards on 4 carries, didn't necessarily reflect the calmness of his performance as he patiently went through his progressions. And then it pointed out the deep ball that was dropped. He had a read option run for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, he's not going to play to start the season.
No.
Jacoby Brissett. I saw the end of the game, like when we got home, I put it on, and Joe Milton was in the game.
Yeah.
And this is something we know. Big dude, right? Cannon for an arm, could throw it like 80 yards. He was trucking people. Like, he was running the football, and I don't know who the commentator was. I didn't stick with it to find out who it was. It was the Patriots commentator. It was like, he's not going to be able to keep doing that. Like, he was running straight at linebackers, not sliding, taking on like all comers.
The pass from May to Baker that he dropped was right on his hands. Baker had to dive, but it was right there. It would have been a 50-yard pass. So if he catches that, then, you know, it's the overall numbers are really good.
And he's 7 for 11 for 100.
Jacoby Brissett started the game. I think he only played a series, but he threw a pick. Maybe he played 2 series, but he threw a pick.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like you said, Brissett's going to be the guy. There was something else I wanted to get into before the break, and I can't remember what it was. Baseball last night. Sorry. Phillies pounded the Nats 13-3. Was not a good day for Mitch Parker. Gave up 10 hits, 9 earned runs to get a 7th loss. He only pitched 3 innings. It was kind of interesting. A rookie for the Phillies hit for the cycle. First baseman / left fielder Weston Wilson hit for the cycle last night.
For him, he had a day.
That was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, and then Valdez, you want to pay me the $10 now? The Orioles are now 8 games up on the Red Sox after beating them 5-1 last night.
You offering a buyout?
3 more games in the series.
That's going to be an easy 10 for me. I'm just saying. I'll give you a little buyout, maybe $9.50.
Valdez didn't even realize he was doing the old emotional hedge.
Yeah, I guess he was.
And he did it because he thought it was very possible, but I'm telling you, it was an emotional hedge.
Yes, protecting his heart.
Yeah, 100%. I've been there.
And apparently there was there's a betting scandal in college sports. We've seen this a few times.
Is this with the swim team?
Yeah, Notre Dame suspended its men's swimming program yesterday for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions and failed to treat one another with dignity and respect. According to a person with knowledge of the situation, members of the team had set up a makeshift internal sports book where athletes could wager on the times posted by themselves or teammates at meets. And then athletes were not found to have bet on opposing teams.
They were betting just on each other?
Just on each other's times.
That's kind of...
But it's against the rules, so suspended for 1 year.
They say it was a group text chat, and basically the guys were joning on each other, because it says here, team filled with derogatory remarks and messages were found. No evidence of physical hazing or abuse, but they were gambling.
I don't know. It seems kind of weak to me. I feel bad for the guys. But I do believe they can transfer and still be eligible if they want to. I thought my wife said that to me last night. She was telling me about it. So that they're suspended at Notre Dame.
They're not suspended at another school. Okay.
That's what she told me, but
possible.
Maybe she misread it. That's what she told me.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies coming up at 7. Chris Doering on college football at 7:20 here on The Junkie. So yesterday after the show, my buddy Pat, who listens to the show, I met him, I think it was a year or two ago, on a golf course, big listener of the show, and he works over at Sligo Creek where Jason made his bones playing golf growing up. And it's just
my grandfather would take me out there.
It's just a 9-hole golf course now, and a lot of the holes are shorter than a regular course, like a par 4. I want to say one of them is like 260 or 270.
It's almost like an executive course, but yes. It's only 9 holes.
And so he was like, hey, do you want to come on over? And I can't play a full round anyway because I got to pick up my daughter at 3:00 from camp. So I said, yeah, you know what? Let me go over there. I just treat it as practice, right? Good to go out there and practice. And on the first hole, there was another guy who was going to play with us. He ended up being a really nice guy, this guy Brian. But they said, don't pay him too much attention because I guess he's a bit of a legend there.
Why?
And I couldn't help. Like, they basically said,
what do you mean a legend?
I'm going to tell you why. But they basically said, don't pay him too much attention because I guess he likes getting the attention for what he does. And so in my head, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch it and not say anything.
He's an AD guy?
But
he's
then
a
I
ROM?
Couldn't. No. Then I couldn't go like a hole without even saying anything. He only plays with a putter. So he drove the ball with the putter.
Oh, my God.
And he drove it. Now, right. He didn't drive anything over 200, but he drives it 190 with the putter.
Oh, my God.
Gets it in the air. Then he's 50 yards out, gets it in the air with the putter. And so even though I didn't want to give him props, I was like, maybe I should be doing this.
Is he
this.
An old guy?
He's maybe a couple years older than us. And
that's
then
that's
I
weird.
I had to ask
how does he get the ball in the air?
That's a wacky bit.
I don't know.
If he's got 50 yards and
he learns how to like hit down on it, that it comes up. Like,
but how high does he get the ball? Like if he's got an approach of like 100 yards, was he hit it like 10
he doesn't
feet in
get
air?
It that high.
Yeah, it's just
but
low.
Like
his
off
liners.
The tee, and he's not even raising it off the tee that much. I don't even know if he used the tee.
Yeah.
He said that he played in some sort of tournament maybe 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly. Again, I didn't want to give him attention, but I had to because. Like the first hole, I see, and I didn't say anything. It looked like he hit a 7-iron. Okay, like it looked like a normal 7-iron shot, and then it's a putter, and then I see him par the first hole. So he's like, I don't know, 80 yards out, gets it on the green, maybe even birdied it. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to the score. Then the second hole is like a par 3. It's like 160.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, he's on the green.
This is the guy that invited you.
No, it's his friend.
Okay.
The guy who invited me,
he's normal,
works there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a hack like me. And this other guy says he played in a tournament that was a two-club tournament one time. And he never
stumbled onto
back.
It. Yeah.
He never looked back.
That's really strange.
I've seen guys that could do bits and they can, you know, like hit it, you know, a putter 250 yards or whatever. Right. But I've never seen anybody sort of dedicate their life to just playing golf with a putter.
Now, I don't know if it would work on like a real golf course.
Why did he start doing that?
Like I said, he did it in a tournament that was a challenge.
Yeah.
Like,
and he just liked
the
it.
The whole whatever, the whole tournament was you could only use a maximum of two clubs. And I guess he did all right with it. And I mean, if you tee it off with the putter, you're not going to lose many balls. Like, no. I know the difference in my rounds when I play, and I'm a hack, is I could have a 10-stroke difference. It's just a matter of losing balls, right? Sometimes you keep the ball in play versus hitting the ball
out of bounds. I don't know how he scores well, because if he's got, you know, 60 yards in, I mean, unless he's just hitting it low and just skipping it up to the green.
That's kind of what he's doing,
you,
I guess.
I mean, you got to have the ball. You got to get the ball. Like, what about if he's got to go over water? What's he do?
Again, he was hitting.
Were there any holes where he had to go over
not
water?
Not over water, but you got to hit it over, like, kind of a. Yeah, kind of water, like a little creek there.
And he was getting it over?
Yeah. He gets it.
That's crazy.
He said he hits it 190. He goes, I can cut it. I can draw it.
That's nuts.
I mean, it's absurd. But that's his thing. He was playing in flip flops. Like, I think he's a legend there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew squirrel somehow, like small world thing.
How did that come up?
Because once he figured out that I was one of the junkies,
yeah,
then he was like, everybody, oh, you know squirrel?
Right.
Like, yeah, dude, I know squirrel.
So one thing that happened yesterday that a lot of people were taking note of is the Hawk Tua girl, and God bless her. She's, if you ever go on YouTube, and I go on YouTube every day and I just kind of check what's going on. She's on every podcast. She's got good representation. So she's doing all the podcasts, all the big ones.
She's maximizing her 15 minutes of fame.
It's way more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen where she's had some embarrassing moments where she tried to hype up a crowd maybe before a concert. That didn't really go well. But for whatever reason, like, the mainstream public is really adopting her. And the Mets invited her to throw out the first pitch. And I was listening to Grant talk about it. Grant was just infuriated by it. Others online have been infuriated by it. It, you know, imagine, it's an honor. We've thrown out the first pitch, but we're radio guys, whatever. But, like, Katie Ledecky throws out the first pitch when she comes back from winning the Olympics. Or, like, a fireman throws out the first pitch, you know, because he's a hero.
I think people are upset that if you bring your kid to a
this
game.
This is a girl's talking about, you know, I don't even, you know,
smokers.
Smokes.
Yes. Yeah. If I brought my 7-year-old to the game, it wouldn't happen. And she goes, who's the person throwing out the first pitch? How did she get famous? You would have to explain.
No, well, you would just say
you wouldn't say that to yourself.
A social media person.
I think that's why some people are upset. But I mentioned this. Now, I just know her as the Hawk Tua girl. I didn't.
I'm so sick of those two words. I'm so sick of it. It's worse than donkeys.
I saw this thing that said Haley Welch throws out first pitch, right? And it didn't click for me. And I thought she was from the Call Her Daddy podcast.
That's Alex Cooper.
It's Alex Cooper.
Right.
And I thought the controversy, because Alex Cooper was on NBC during the Olympics, I believe.
She was on Peacock. No, and no one watched her.
I've never, ever heard her podcast.
Yeah.
But my perception is she got famous for talking about the same thing that the Hawk Tua girl did.
She did too, but she somehow parlayed that into like a $65 million Spotify deal.
Yeah, that's called Gluck Gluck.
Yeah.
Eric, I can't tell you how many Hawk Tua t-shirts I saw in Ocean City.
Oh, really?
That's not surprising to me.
Not surprising.
I mean, how many spitball jokes were there on the internet yesterday?
A lot.
Oh my God, I am so sick of that.
How was her pitch though? I never even paid attention.
She threw it to another girl.
She threw it to the girl that's in that video.
Oh, her friend. Her friend.
Good for them. Listen, I don't have any hostility towards her. It's a moment in time.
It's just kind of embarrassing.
I blame the Mets.
It's embarrassing, yes, for our culture. It's embarrassing for the Mets. You know,
or like if your dad's bringing his 8-year-old girl to the game and she goes, who is this girl, daddy? What do you say?
You have to say she's a social media person.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. She just got went viral.
She likes to spit on that thing.
I'll tell you in like 10 years.
It is embarrassing. It totally demeans the honor of throwing out a first pitch if you're like an Olympic gold medalist or you're a fireman or whatever. You know, sometimes they do it for sponsors. That's basically why we do it, because we broadcast the games. But I don't know.
It is embarrassing.
It didn't. That doesn't bother me.
I root against them even more now.
What bothers me is seeing the word and hearing the word Hawk-Tua. And then what bothers me is seeing every hack think it's funny when they do some play off it. You know what
when
I mean?
When that first went viral, I mentioned this, but it's just so a reminder that we went to a friend's house for dinner party, for lack of a better word, right? And there's three husbands and three wives, and one of the guys brought it up, and of course mm-hmm. I knew what it was.
All the guys knew.
All the guys knew what it was, and then all three wives had no idea, like hadn't even seen it.
Right. Well, it depends. A lot of women do know about it at this point.
Sure, so at this point.
But I'm not even sure my wife would know. I'm not even sure it shows up in her algorithm. I mean, honestly. She didn't know. I know this. She didn't know when we talked about it. I asked her later
but
that day.
But she knew about the Notre Dame scandal? That's kind of crazy.
I guess a sports thing. I don't know. Yeah. She has sports stuff comes up in her algorithm. There's no sexy stuff in there. Yeah. What am I going to tell you? It is what it is.
But it is embarrassing for the Mets to have her out there. We couldn't pull anybody better than that.
Did she get like an ovation? Like, were people excited? Like,
I don't know.
Tough to tell from the video.
There weren't that many people in the stands.
That's the thing about the first pitch. Nobody's paying attention.
No one pays attention, but you do get a little anxious about it.
But why don't the Mets bring out a porno star?
I mean, they could now. Now the bar's so low.
Yeah. Porno star is famous for, you know.
Butt sliced of Ed Powers throughout the first
yeah. yeah, then he'd be fine with it.
Feel him out in a wheelchair. Right?
See more butts.
Yeah, have Ed Powers out there in his dress socks.
Yeah. He comes out in his dress socks.
Yeah, like his boxer briefs and his dress socks.
You know how excited he'd be if. Who's the girl that would do the tapes, the trips? Shane. Shane's
oh,
World.
Oh, Shane. I mean, she's probably dead. She's kind of like OD'd or something.
Haley Welch.
I'm happy for her. She's clearly got good representation. I saw her say in some interviews, she can't believe how many zeros are in her bank account.
EB, yeah. Bad Baby, who he brought up years and years ago.
Yeah.
Who went on a stupid talk show.
Yeah.
And said, Catch Me Outside is making millions and millions every month.
Every month.
No, every month.
She's like
stealing money.
No, literally, she's worth like $65 million or right. something. Like, it's insanity.
Did Haley Welch, did I read she was a teacher and they fired her? Was that true?
I don't think that was
true. She's not
that
a teacher?
That was not true.
Okay, yeah, she's not a teacher.
She cleared that up on like one of her first interviews.
Okay.
But I think her mom was like a alcoholic or crackhead or something. Like, she had kind of a tough upbringing.
Really?
Yeah. But she seems like a nice enough girl.
Well, what was she doing for work? Because she wasn't in school.
She worked in a warehouse.
Ah.
Apparently, I know everything about Haley Welch.
Not anymore.
She doesn't need to anymore.
She doesn't need to, right?
Nope. She's got hundreds of thousands of social media followers now. Now she could just do social media. If she could come up with content, do brand deals.
If you're a boyfriend, the bar is raised, right? You got certain expectations if you're like the new boyfriend.
I guess you think you hit the jackpot.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy joins us as we talk movies, as we connect with the entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Junkies. So yesterday after the show, my buddy Pat, who listens to the show, I met him, I think it was a year or two ago, on a golf course, big listener of the show. And he works over at Sligo Creek, where Jason made his bones playing golf growing up. And it's just
would take me out there.
It's just a 9-hole golf course now. And a lot of the holes are shorter than a regular course, like a par 4. I want to say one of them is like 260 or 270.
It's almost like an executive course, but it's only 9 holes.
And so he was like, hey, do you want to come on over? And I can't play a full round anyway because I got to pick up my daughter at 3:00 from camp. So I said, yeah, you know what? Let me go over there. I just treat it as practice, right? It's good to go out there and practice. And on the first hole, there was another guy who was going to play with us. He ended up being a really nice guy, this guy, Brian. But they said, don't pay him too much attention because I guess he's a bit of a legend there.
Why?
And I couldn't help, like, they basically said,
what do you mean a legend?
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. But they basically said, don't pay him too much attention because I guess he likes getting the attention for what he does. Mm. And so in my head, I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch it and not say anything.
He's an AD guy?
But
he's
then
a
I
ROM?
Couldn't. No, then I couldn't go like a hole without even saying anything. He only plays with a putter. So he drove the ball with the putter.
Oh, my God.
And he drove it. Now, right. He didn't drive anything over 200, but he drives it 190 with the putter.
Oh, my God.
Gets it in the air. Then he's 50 yards out, gets it in the air with the putter. And so even though I didn't want to give him props, I was like, maybe I should be doing this.
Is he
this.
An old guy?
He's maybe a couple years older than us.
Hmm.
And
that's
then
a wacky bit.
I had to ask
how does he get the ball
that's
in the air?
That's a wacky bit.
I don't know.
He's got
learned,
50 yards. And
he learns how to like hit down on it that it comes up. Like,
but
gets,
how high does he get the ball? Like if he's got an approach of like 100 yards. Was he at like 10
he doesn't
feet in
get
air?
It that high.
Yeah, it's just
but
low.
Like
his
off
liners.
The tee. And he's not even raising it off the tee that much. I don't even know if he used the tee.
Yeah.
He said that he played in some sort of tournament maybe 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly. Again, I didn't want to give him attention, but I had to because... Like the first hole, I see, and I didn't say anything. It looked like he hit a 7-iron. Okay, like it looked like a normal 7-iron shot, and then it's a putter, and then I see him par the first hole. So he's like, I don't know, 80 yards out, gets it on the green, maybe even birdied it. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to a score. Then the second hole is like a par 3. It's like 160.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, he's on the green.
This is the guy that invited you.
No, it's his friend.
Okay.
The guy who invited me,
he's normal.
Works there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a hack like me. And this other guy says he played in a tournament that was a 2-club tournament one right. time.
And
he never
stumbled onto it. Yeah.
He never looked back.
That's really strange.
I've seen guys that could do bits and they can, you know, like hit it, you know, a putter 250 yards or whatever. Right. But I've never seen anybody sort of dedicate their life to just playing golf with a putter.
Now, I don't know if it would work on like a real golf course.
Why did he start doing that?
Like I said, he did it in a tournament that was a challenge.
Yeah.
Like,
and he just liked it.
The whole whatever, the whole tournament was you could only use a maximum of 2 clubs. And I guess he did all right with it. And I mean, if you tee it off with the putter, you're not going to lose many balls. Like, I know the difference in my rounds when I play, and I'm a hack, is I could have a 10-stroke difference. It's just a matter of losing balls, right? Sometimes you keep the ball in play versus hitting the ball
out of
bounds.
I don't know how he scores well, because if he's got, you know, 60 yards in, I mean, unless he's just hitting it low and just skipping it up to the green.
That's kind of what he's doing, I guess.
I mean, you got to have the ball. You got to get the ball. Like, what about if he's got to go over water? What's he do?
Again... He was
were there any holes where he had to go over
not
water?
Not over water, but you got to hit it over like kind of a, yeah, kind of water, like a little creek there.
And he was getting it over?
Yeah. He gets it.
That's crazy.
He said he hits it 190. He goes, I can cut it. I can draw it.
That's nuts.
I mean, it's absurd. But that's his thing. He was playing in flip-flops. Like, I think he's a legend there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew Squirrel somehow, like small world thing.
How did that come up?
Because once he figured out that I was one of the junkies.
Yeah.
Then he was like,
everybody,
oh, do you know Squirrel?
Right.
Like,
right.
I do know Squirrel. I don't
know. Oh,
so one
strange.
Thing that happened yesterday that a lot of people were taking note of is the Hawk Tua girl, and God bless her. She's, if you ever go on YouTube, and I go on YouTube every day and I just kind of check what's going on. She's on every podcast. She's got good representation. So she's doing all the podcasts, all the big ones.
She's maximizing her 15 minutes of fame.
It's way more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen where she's had some embarrassing moments where she tried to hype up a crowd maybe before a concert. That didn't really go well. But for whatever reason, like, the mainstream public is really adopting her. And the Mets invited her to throw out the first pitch. And I was listening to Grant talk about it. Grant was just infuriated by it. Others online have been infuriated by it. It, you know, imagine, it's an honor. We've thrown out the first pitch, but we're radio guys, whatever. But... like Katie Ledecky throws out the first pitch when she comes back from winning the Olympics. Or like a fireman throws out the first pitch, you know, because he's a hero.
I think people are upset that if you bring your kid to a
this
game.
This is a girl's say, talking about, right. You know, I don't even, you know,
smokers.
Smokes.
Yes. Yeah. If I brought my 7-year-old to the game, it wouldn't happen. And she goes, Who's the person throwing out the first pitch? How did she get famous? You would have to explain.
No, well, you would just say
you wouldn't say that to yourself.
A social media person.
I think that's why some people are upset. But I mentioned this. Now, I just know it was the Hawk Tua girl.
I'm so sick of those two words. Hawk Tua.
I saw this thing that said.
I'm so sick of it. It's worse than donkeys.
I saw this thing that said, Haley Welch throws out first pitch, right? And it didn't click for me. And I thought she was from the Call Her Daddy podcast.
That's Alex Cooper.
It's Alex Cooper.
Right.
And I thought the controversy, because Alex Cooper was on NBC during the Olympics, I believe.
She was on Peacock. No one watched her.
I've never, ever heard her podcast.
Yeah.
But my perception is she got famous for talking about the same thing that the Hawk Tua girl did.
She did too, but she somehow parlayed that into like a $65 million Spotify deal.
Yeah, that's called Gluck Gluck.
Yeah.
Eric, I can't tell you how many Hawk Tua t-shirts I saw in Ocean City.
Oh, really?
That's not surprising to me.
It's not surprising.
I mean, how many spitball jokes were there on the internet yesterday?
A lot.
Oh my God, I am so sick of that.
How was her pitch though? I never even paid attention.
She threw fine to another girl.
She threw it to the girl that's in that video.
Oh, her friend.
Good for them. Listen, I don't have any hostility towards her. It's a moment in time.
It's just kind of embarrassing.
I blame the Mets.
It's embarrassing, yes, for our culture. It's embarrassing for the Mets. You know,
or like if your dad's bringing his 8-year-old girl to the game and she goes, "Who is this girl, Daddy?" What do you say?
You have to say she's a social media person.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. She just got went viral.
She likes to spit on that thing.
I'll tell you in like 10 years.
It is embarrassing. It totally demeans the honor of throwing out a first pitch if you're like an Olympic gold medalist or you're a fireman or whatever. You know, sometimes they do it for sponsors. That's basically why we do it, because we broadcast the games. But I don't know.
It is embarrassing.
Doesn't bother me.
I root against them even more now.
What bothers me is seeing the word and hearing the word Hawk Tua. And then what bothers me is seeing every hack think it's funny when they do some play off it. You know what I mean?
When that first went viral, I mentioned this, but it's just... So a reminder that we went to a friend's house for dinner party, for lack of a better word, right? And there's three husbands and three wives, and one of the guys brought it up, and of course I knew what it was.
All the guys knew what it was,
and then all three wives had no idea, like hadn't even seen it.
Right. Well, it depends. A lot of women do know about it at this point.
Sure, so at this point.
But I'm not even sure my wife would know. I'm not even sure it shows up in her algorithm. I mean, honestly, she didn't know. I know this. She didn't know when we talked about it. I asked her later that day.
But she knew about the Notre Dame scandal? That's kind of crazy.
I guess a sports thing. I don't know. Yeah. She has sports stuff comes up in her algorithm. There's no sexy stuff in there. Yeah. What am I going to tell you? It is what it is.
But it is embarrassing for the Mets to have her out there. We couldn't pull anybody better than that.
Did she get like an ovation? Like, were people excited? Like,
I don't know.
Tough to tell from the video.
There weren't that many people in the stands.
That's the thing about the first pitch. Nobody's paying attention.
No one pays attention, but you do get a little anxious about it.
But why aren't the Mets bring out a porno star?
I mean, they could now. Now the bar's so low.
Yeah. Porno star is famous for, you know.
Butt sliced if Ed Powers threw up the first
pitch. Yeah, then he'd be fine with it.
Wheeling out in a wheelchair, right?
See more butts. Yeah,
have Ed Powers out there in his dress socks.
Yeah, he comes out in his dress socks.
Yeah, like his boxer briefs and his dress socks.
You know how excited he'd be if who's the girl that would do the tapes, the trips? Shane's world.
Oh, Shane. I mean, she's probably dead. She's kind of like OD'd or something.
Haley Welch.
I'm happy for her. She's clearly got good representation. I saw her say in some interviews, she can't believe how many zeros are in her bank account.
EB, bad baby, who he brought up years and years ago.
Yeah.
Who went on a stupid talk show.
Yeah.
And said, Catch Me Outside is making millions and millions every month.
Every month.
No, every month.
She's like
stealing money.
No, literally, she's worth like $65 million something. Like, it's insanity.
Did Haley Welch, did I read she was a teacher and they fired her? Was that true?
I don't think that was
she's not
that
a teacher.
That was not true.
Okay, yeah, she's not a teacher.
She cleared that up on like one of her first interviews.
Okay,
but I think she did say that her mom was like a alcoholic or crackhead or something. Like she had a kind of a tough upbringing.
Really?
Yeah, but she seems like a nice enough girl.
Well, what was she doing for work? Because she wasn't
worked
in school.
She worked in a warehouse.
Apparently,
I know everything
anymore about
Haley Welch.
Not anymore.
She doesn't need to anymore.
She doesn't need to, right?
Nope. She's got hundreds of thousands of social media followers now. Now she could just do social media. If she could come up with content, do brand deals.
If you're a boyfriend, the bar is raised, right? You got certain expectations if you're like the new boyfriend.
I guess you think you hit the jackpot.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy joins us as we talk movies, as we connect with the entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.